This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Our coverage of Pakistan's floods will continue here on the NewsHour this week. Special correspondent Jeffrey Kay and his crew have just landed recently there in Islamabad right now, and he joins us by the magic of Skype to give us a little preview of some of the stories that we are planning to report. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
All right, so you've done kind of a little bit of your initial groundwork. You've started to talk to different aid agencies and so forth. What are you seeing as some of the big health consequences here before you head out on the trip?
Well, it's a pretty bleak picture. First of all, something like 800,000 people are simply unaccounted for at this point, so they're not quite sure what they're going to run into. But what they are sure about is, and what they're worried about, is outbreak of such diseases as cholera and skin diseases, and diarrhea and respiratory infections, and a whole host of issues that are of immediate concern. And then, of course, there are the long-term consequences that we're going to be looking at also in terms of the long-term health of so many people who are destitute at this point.
Well, there was also a bit of a crisis in leadership in the beginning there. Asif Ali Zardari was actually out of the country in the first few days of the floods, and he just had toured there recently. What's the political situation like on the ground? What are you picking up even just from the papers?
Well, it's hard to tell, and sure, we're reading the papers, and what we're seeing is people are angry. Some people saying the contributions, the aid, is just not arriving as quickly as it should. The army has, from what we can tell, the military, been mostly responsible for getting the aid to where they're trying to get it. Many of the political leaders, there's been a reaction because some, it's been said, have gone in and taken credit where perhaps not as much credit is due. So it's a real mixed reaction to the folks who are on the ground and providing leadership, both in terms of the military and the political establishment.
And what about the U.S. involvement on the ground, whether it comes to donations or aid groups? What have you picked up?
Hard to tell. We'll find out as we go along. We will be looking at the U.S. role to assess what they're doing. They have been providing helicopter flights, evacuating thousands of people, and providing assistance in certain areas. And we'll get more information as we do our reporting.
All right. And what parts of the country are you planning to head out to?
We're going to be focusing mostly on the north part of the country.
Right. Jeffrey Kay, special correspondent to the NewsHour. We look forward to seeing your reports on the broadcast. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Hari.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.